Seriously.
Somebody told me that you were so stupid.
I really think you could use a break from all this scientist work. It's almost as if you've been doing too much science.
Too much science? Is that possible? Seriously, Betty, you know what this meteor could mean to science. If we find it, and it's real, it could mean a lot. It could mean actual advances in the field of science.
No, I know.
Nestled in the bosom of the Rocky Mountains, Brian and Baxter show the desire to defeat stupidity in the face of certain stupidity. Join us now for Warning Radio.
Mando Billy's giving a tour at 2 on
Range of Brad.
Halloween.
I'm a scientist. I don't believe in anything.
Yeah, but it's a great idea.
For free.
For free. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
We are here. It is the 19th of October.
Is it different than the regular 19th?
Yes.
Cool.
There's a T-H-A on the end of it.
It's a most special.
That's exactly what it is.
I don't know who these people from Florida that keep calling me are.
I keep saying it's your 900 number trying to catch up with you.
You wouldn't. Maybe it's Ed Kraft.
No, if you saw the website.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Even I could say no.
Unless he's a gang member.
The website.
Well, Ed Kraft is actually going to be on Reap Show tomorrow.
As a gang member?
It was, yeah, at least.
I know Ed. I don't picture him like capping anybody or anything.
Well, you never know. So anyway, Brian, go ahead and take over the show for a second, because I'm going to turn off the air conditioner, because it's really loud.
You know, I can reach behind and do that.
Do you know how to operate such a complicated device?
Let him do it. That's right. He's practiced.
Operate such a complicated device.
Nope.
Okay,
there
so
you
while
go.
We have this dead air time while the guys try to manipulate some piece of science
got it.
In
we
the
got
background.
It.
It's an electronic
we
device. I can figure it out.
We got it. It's good. We're set.
I just think it's interesting. It took two of you.
Yeah.
No, he was doing it blind while I directed him. It was actually done pretty well, I thought.
Actually, it took four of us, two people laughing at him.
It's true. How many paranormal investigators does it take to push a button?
Exactly. Depends on whether it's on a...
Yeah, you guys are great.
Okay.
Okay.
We so got the show is starting now?
It started.
Ooh,
it's done.
We should
it's,
be doing
it's
Domi
over.
Yellow Snow.
Yeah, we could. I know someone that knows the words.
Yes.
Yeah.
Too bad there's no video on that one. Oh my gosh.
Nanuka, no,
Cinder Kitty.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, she's talking about her bad kitty outfit she's
yes.
going to wear for Halloween.
With a whip.
With a whip? How else could you have a bad kitty outfit? Is what I'm curious about. So, we have Mark Silver sitting here in the studio with us. He is our, sometimes referred to as our pet psychic, at other times, oh, isn't that sweet?
Oh, thank you.
At least somebody loves you, that's nice.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, look, I get it in replay.
Whatever. So, anyway. Yeah, Mom liked that.
That was sweet.
I mean, me too. Mom, could you do me a favor and give us updates on how the Broncos are playing? Because there might be a few people in the chat room that care, but I don't.
I don't.
Personally. Anybody here care?
I wasn't listening.
So, and Brian's doing something else completely
right.
different
so
down there
anyway,
in the end, so
back to
it doesn't matter.
He's looking up Zappa and Yellow Snow.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that would be about right. So anyway, So, yeah, we have Mark sitting here with us. He is going to be able to comment also because last night we went out on a haunted house tour.
Part one.
Yes, part one. Now, we mean commercial haunted house, not the kind where people go, oh, my house is haunted, but the kind where you pay $15 to get in. And Bronco's down by three already. Wow. So we went around and we rate them for... this one haunted house ratings website, and yeah, I'm actually so we got to bring this up that Reap has proposed to Polly, and we're actually going to go out there and marry them with our dual reverendshipness, And I'm actually going to give Polly away.
This is going to be broadcast, isn't it?
This?
No, or the wedding.
The wedding, that's a good point. I think the wedding should be done on the road.
It should.
But they probably won't want to do that because they'll be leaving friends and family behind.
That's true.
But they'll have America.
You can have as many weddings as you want. This is America.
That's true. This is America. We can do it as often as we want.
America. You could repeat it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And see if different results happen.
So I'm pretty excited about that, we're going to go out and do that. So, nope, on the road.
Hold on, I just have to do it this way. Hey, guys, do you really? If she says we do, it's done because we're...
Yeah, do you really? Yeah.
Except you have to actually sign the paper.
We'll fax them something.
Yeah, we'll fax it over. So. Email it, we'll email it back.
They accept electronic signature.
That's what I was wondering. Is an electronic signature on a wedding certificate ever been done before?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
You still have to sign in once you get them in person, but I think
there's
can use
it. Some
kind
of blood test or something?
No.
Make sure you don't have AIDS or
in
something.
In Colorado, no.
No.
Okay. So you guys can come get married in Colorado. Or just do it in Vegas on your way out. That's the way I did it.
There are some states that have different laws. Colorado is an open state, and basically it doesn't even really take a minister. All it takes is witnesses.
Right.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about Colorado, you can actually marry your second cousin.
I like how you put that.
Like a cool thing.
Yeah, you're like,
and
the
you
cool thing.
Colorado has some really wacky wedding rules.
Can you tell us about your second cousin and why you have this knowledge?
There's nothing wrong with him. Back off.
Very nice. Polly, I love you too, and I can't wait to give you away. I mean, usually that statement doesn't make sense, but in this case, I think it does.
I thought you were giving away Reap.
No, I'm kissing Reap.
You already did that.
Did he tell you you were wearing kilts?
Yes.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong. Wow.
Well, we planned on that anyway.
They're already out.
Yeah, we've got them out and dusted off. Well, thank you, Reap. He says I'm hot.
He's saying that for everybody tonight.
He's all
nice.
You get him a little liquored up, and he's the most loving person you've ever seen.
I thought it was the music.
It could have been the music. I think it was the liquored up.
Now, he did miss a brawl and police action at the bar we went to the other day.
Yeah, the bar that we went to when they came out to visit us, there was a big old brawl there the other night.
There was nobody there the night we went.
Right, it was nice. We ruled the place that night. So
I was kicking ass on that pool table.
Yeah, you were.
And both other people were there.
Yes, they were. They were jealous because you all got up on the
stage. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty hot.
You know, yeah.
What? What do you got to take pics of?
I don't know.
What?
I can set up tripods.
I think it's the wedding, you know.
Oh,
the ceremony. They want me to take pics.
I'm a wedding photographer. Okay. I always wanted to do one that I was doing.
Actually doing, yeah.
You're going to actually...
Yeah, I've said that statement before in a completely different...
Yeah, a different phrase.
But...
Ooh, are you having flashback memory?
No, I don't know what I'm doing over here. So anyway, let's hop back to the haunted houses thing.
Yes, haunted house.
Yeah, we're getting distracted. So yeah, actually went out, and it was a lot of fun. We met out at the 13th Door, and the other one was...
Slaughterhouse Gulch.
I definitely like Slaughterhouse Gulch. That was a good one. Now, the funny thing about these haunted houses is a lot of them have the same gags throughout them, or the same scares
and
everything.
We have discovered there is a standard rule that stands in all haunted houses now.
And that is?
The exit will have somebody chasing it
with a chainsaw, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And that is pretty much standard. The chainsaw comes out. We did in the last one, though, or no, it was in the last one, the butcher.
Got them to chase the other...
Right. Yeah. But the chainsaw actually came in early, and it chased them in the reverse direction.
That's true.
And we ended up having a bunch of teenagers falling at our feet. That was a lot of fun.
I still like when we were going down that...
They better be over 16.
No, they weren't.
I don't think they were, no.
No, I'm saying they better be over 16.
Yes, ma'am.
I was enjoying it when we were going down that baby, slant, and that baby. Little girl was thinking I was like some sort of a big, scary, hairy monster.
Yeah, yeah, that was pretty funny.
She was creeping out
of the weird monster behind her, and it was Brian.
Yeah, I'm looking behind me going,
thank you, Rick. Denver 7, San Diego 3.
Oh, no, chainsaws are not horror. They are terror.
Terror, yeah. Mm. Well, these were haunted houses, and see, I don't know why they're called haunted houses, because there was not one ghost anywhere.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, there was.
There was that bride ghost. That
well, missed the whole ghost?
Well, see, the thing is
he's going to try to
they
cover.
Had, like, skeletons jump out, and they had, like, the ghouls and stuff, but there was not, like, any real...
There was the animatronic Ghost
that came out in the
and then there was the one there was the
it was mostly she, zombies she and for a while. There was the one, murderers is murderers
ghost
mostly
girl.
Yeah
the they're not paying any attention to you
they're having so they and it's a good thing that yeah, Reed is not listening because Reed hates it when we do this.
Cinder Kitty said there's one near her house. It's the asylum haunted house.
Are we doing the asylum?
I don't know, honestly. Well,
the Asylum's the one at Boondocks.
Is the horror deep?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Right.
Apparently not.
No.
Wow, that's scary. That's right down the street from me.
Yeah, we saw the corn maze, and we laughed at people going through it, but we did not do it ourselves.
No, I did have a question last night, though.
Yes.
Isn't that redundant?
Corn maze, yes.
Yeah, corn maze.
It depends on how it...
No. Oh, my gosh.
We did... we're going to
we're
do...
We're supposed to be educating and enlightening.
We're going to be doing Reinke Brothers.
I don't know what
Brothers.
Show you're on.
Reinke Brothers and
Reinke Brothers. Brothers is going to be fun. Yeah.
And, Reinke Brothers? One in
Reinke.
Oh, Reinke.
Reinke Brothers. And one in Elizabeth, and another one in Parker. And one up north... Oh, we're doing Elitch's too, aren't we?
Oh, yeah,
I can't
Elitch's.
Say it all. I'm missing this. Been...
Oh, it's
I'm
fun.
Just I'm sure it is, and I will so enjoy hearing the tale.
Yeah, it's we have a lot of fun. I mean the big thing that I always have trouble with, I think, is the big vagina.
Yeah.
Why?
I agree.
It creates a lot of static electricity.
Yeah, I was waiting for
I've never heard of that issue.
It's from friction.
I've never heard of that issue.
It is really, really crazy. You know, because see what it is? It's like these two big sort of inflatable garbage bag-like pillows. That
right.
Are like, they
but it's
are
like
the pressure. You have to like
long.
Go through them, and it's like a birthing experience.
Well, how fun for y'all.
No.
Not really.
Not really.
Well, what do they have it for?
I guess for people that are claustrophobic agrees, and stuff like that, it's uncomfortable, and you don't know what's going
on. I thought it was just to make them staticky.
It does. It did. If I had hair, I would have looked funny.
Yeah, if you had hair.
Yeah. Oh, well. Help me. I'm lost.
I can't believe you read your own.
I'm sorry. Well, because then people actually know what it is I'm doing here. I don't just go, yes.
Like, they still don't know what you're doing.
Well, you know, that's true.
Yeah, I know. It's no context.
Okay. Let's
breaking news?
Breaking news.
Oh,
breaking news.
Hang on.
Wow, that was a little over the top. I actually have a few of these because they were so stupid I had to run with them. Hey, that's better. Twitter seance to contact Michael Jackson.
How much fun is that? Now, I would love to do a Twitter. We should do a YouTube.
This
that.
Is called a twayance.
I love that.
A twayance. Why did
I
we think
that
of that?
Great. Yeah,
why
guys.
Why did we not think of that?
It doesn't matter. We can still do it better, bigger.
We can do a Facebook ons.
Yeah, that's true. So there was a lot more to that story. That's all it was worth.
That was great.
But I think we should
headline.
Do that.
Okay, this one, I want to talk to these people because we need to talk. Yeah. Haunted brick too dangerous to display.
Yeah,
oh, that's
that
my
funny.
Favorite.
How do you know the brick is haunted?
Exactly. Well, here you go. This is good. The famous Roswell haunted brick has been put on an... has been pulled as an attraction at the Night of Paranormal, scheduled for October 24th at the Museum of Arts and Science. We need to contact the Museum of Arts and Science and have a talk with them.
Yes, we do.
Some things are best left alone, said event producer Charlie Nelson. Okay, let me get down to this. Because of the high level of paranormal...
Charlie Nelson Riley?
Yeah.
That's my phone.
That's her.
Is that what
it's
that
the
is?
First time in my life.
Your phone
the
plays phone... ragtime?
Yeah, boogie that's, woogie.
That's awesome.
That's because I don't know how to load any more ringtones. Well, I'm all impressed. I got a phone call. I think I should interrupt the show.
Go ahead. Yeah, do it. Do it.
Okay,
do it.
Here, while she's doing that, I'll finish this one.
Yeah.
Prior to the decision, the brick was blamed for shutting down a Halloween event at the Athens Theater last year. Okay.
The
artist
brick.
Barry Anderson.
Someone threw it at the stage.
No, really.
This explains it. Gets a little too close to the haunted brick. Then came the word that one of the certified investigators with the famed SpookHunters.com organization was bitten by a friend's dog. He had touched the brick a week earlier at a paranormal event.
So it's cursed.
1 week later, on the same hour, he was bitten on the hand that touched the brick.
Wow.
Oh, this gets better.
And then 4 years later,
the last few weeks, fellow spook hunter sustained a cut to his chin in a bizarre accident involving a fake machete. What kind of nonsense is this?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it would have been so much better if they would have made some sort of Father Ted reference.
That's true. But yeah. This is probably
with the pet brick.
10th class relic.
Yeah, it's brick with true. A B, right?
Okay, we've got two more here. This I'm just going to have to quote because it's way too silly.
That sounds good.
This is an article that says, I previously reported that the L-Cross that NASA had no reason to bomb the moon in search of water. Okay, you ready for this? The title is, It Hit Buildings on the Moon.
It hit buildings on the moon.
So now, according to our friends over at the Examiner.
All right, hang on. I'm going to shut off Nator's thing here. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that might be a little better.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
All right, we're gonna say this and watch Baxter's eyes.
Okay.
According to Richard Hoagland. Yeah.
My favorite drummer.
We bombed the moon and hit their base.
Hasn't anybody hit Richard Hoagland yet?
Assuming Obama discloses it, it will only be the beginning of the pressure to what else the government knows. It could be a diversion to keep the public off focus from other, maybe more pressing views. Keep watching for more information.
I'm there.
But now some Colorado news.
Denver is down by 3.
That's Colorado news?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready for the Colorado news? The UFO-shaped balloon that escaped into the air. The press were called.
Oh, can we quit talking about this already?
This is good.
The rest of the nation is loving our embarrassment. Yeah.
The press were called and followed. The local police were called and followed. The FAA was called and followed. The National Guard was called and followed, which is completely wrong. The news and the cops showed up. Wait, who called an alien UFO in the background?
In the background of the UFO shape.
What?
Balloon. Oh, yes.
What an eye these people have. You tell me. My eyes were on the balloon, yet someone saw what appears to be a real UFO in the sky following the balloon. So, those of you that are, if you have a strong enough stomach, go over to Disclose TV.
Oh.
And you can watch the alien chasing
so the aliens
lack of a boy in a balloon.
Are so stupid that we can launch a fake looking UFO weather balloon.
And they're going to follow
and
it.
And they will
be like,
follow it.
Well,
with
no,
their
no,
big
no.
finger and the light on the end.
Right now, they're stunned because we bombed them.
Why didn't they just pick up the base and move? That's what I didn't get. It was a slow
rocket.
Sorry
that took me so long, Rick.
Why didn't they retaliate? It's my question.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah.
They were too busy being concerned about the balloon.
Yeah.
Is that it?
And the boy, yes.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, they didn't have time.
Yeah, they were all glued to their TV sets.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
But that is, I mean, seriously, an alien spaceship is following a weather balloon.
Well, it's not even a weather balloon.
Oh,
no,
gosh.
It's just a Mylar-shaped,
frame.
It's a really big party balloon is what it is.
Yeah.
But the fact that they could be fooled by that, nobody thinks
aliens are
how
dumb.
Stupid. They are dumb because they keep crashing on the planet.
Well, no. They communicate with Stan Romanek.
It's like you would think they would notice there's gravity here.
Well, yeah. That's what I was going to say is they hang out in Romanek's window. So, you know.
Right.
And they're waiting for the welcome committee because they're not going to come without one.
And
they have etiquette.
Yeah, but they're drunk and naked over at Romanek's.
Before or after they have the fight.
Yeah.
Now,
oh, God.
He doesn't invite you guys anymore to go get drunk and naked.
He never did.
Yeah.
We invited ourselves, and he said no.
Oh.
Let's see. You reminded me about some sort of breaking Peckman news. What was it? We talked about the fact that out of the 7,000 signatures that he turned in, less than, 2,700 were valid.
Right. Well, that was because... that was because he was using the Metatron technology. And it can't count.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Metatron does have issues.
Hold on a minute.
What?
I'm going to the Examiner website right now.
Okay.
Oh, and it takes an entire movement and change of position.
Yeah, this is good.
That was a big readjustment just for that. So
people.
So we do need. Should we talk about something else while he's doing
yeah,
that?
Oh, please, yeah.
This is gonna take him a minute.
Well, we could talk about stuff that's coming up.
Let's talk about more of the haunted house stuff here. I mean, we're gonna have Steve on here in a minute too.
Well, now that I know what that is.
What?
The haunted house tour. I thought you guys were actually going to haunted houses.
Oh no. That would be boring as hell. This was fun. This was much more fun. Lots of screaming. It is the best part is the girls that scream. That's the best part.
Okay. Yeah.
See? No, and it's not any sick sexual thing. Like, you're giving me this look like
I'm
a complete freak.
No, that's you projecting. I'm just thinking a bunch of girls screaming.
It's awesome.
It's loud and noisy.
Little girls screaming.
See,
this is why Halloween is so wonderful.
Oh, because it gives you the excuse.
Yes.
To make a little girl scream.
Yeah. Yes.
And not feel bad about it.
Right, but it's not a sick sexual thing.
No.
Not at all.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I saw that movie.
For those of you that don't know, Mark was the leader evil clown in our Moovil.
Oh, Freudian slips all over the place.
That was Moovil.
Because your brain is trying to do two things. One is trying to remember.
I was thinking removal, I think is what I was thinking.
Is that what it was?
Could be. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it was... A very crazy experience there, but Mark was the lead clown, and
I am so glad I didn't have to help.
It
was fun.
Well, the thing
it
is,
was fun talking to the people. Yeah.
Mark played
seen.
The
They're
best
cool.
evil clown I've ever seen, and he did not act one bit the
not
entire
just
time.
That,
oh,
but
you?
Sure, it's all me.
Watching him get choked by a chicken
was pretty cool. Yeah, that was pretty cool. Yeah, but that was
I liked
just
being told
freaky.
To be quiet on the set. That was cracking me up. We're like, we're not even near you.
Quiet on this, like they're all professional.
I know.
I've always wanted to say that.
We were having our own fun conversations.
It was an amusing shoot. It really was.
It was fun. The people are really neat.
The experience was great.
I don't understand it, but
none of us do.
I don't know. You look like you understood everything.
I didn't understand a damn thing that was going on, but
you
didn't care.
You had a script.
Not that I actually looked at. Was I supposed to?
Yeah. I looked at mine, but
that?
I actually had lines.
But they kept changing the lines every time.
That's true, too.
So it didn't matter. I got to say, Chinese chicken say fuck you.
Oh, you're right, you're right.
Who's talking?
Who's talking? There might be kids outside the window.
That could be it, because I'm
it
here.
It is, it's kids outside your window.
Yeah, I was getting into the Halloween spirit. I actually have kids in a trunk in the other room.
Okay.
That's all that is.
I just saw.
I have the heart of a child. In a jar of formaldehyde.
In a jar
in my closet.
And we might also want to talk. What are you doing over there, Brian?
No, headlines.
He's
don't do
doing
lines.
Metatron technology. He's where are you at? He's on theexaminer.com.
Is he making a comment?
Dallas Stone is. He is not.
Okay, this is great for radio,
and Dallas
though.
Stone is saying, with the Metatron technology being used, you would think that this would have been an easy thing to get. Now, I assume he's referring to those numbers.
The numbers, yeah. Yes.
And so he's about to, you know...
Get kicked
this
off.
This there... Well, no, he's on the
right,
Examiner.
Right. It'll just get erased.
Yeah, he doesn't think the technology can count. I think basically technology don't work.
So were you going there for any other reason but to post that?
People, just go onto the Examiner and brutalize them for me.
Well,
oh,
I
we
like
have another website,
Rick...
too.
To
report.
God, what's it called?
You
well,
keep
you
forgetting,
got one.
Don't you? It's in your history.
Was that Haunted House?
No, it's theghosthouse.net.
Theghosthouse.net. We really recommend everybody go there.
Any place that the first thing on their website is a classifications of the colors of orbs and their evilness.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Breaking news.
Breaking
people.
News.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
On behalf of Jeff Peckman, hi, everyone. The signature collecting is finally picking up steam. Here is a short summary of the progress and needs. I love being tapped in like this.
You know what else picks up steam? You ever seen a dog take a crap?
No, when they find their spot.
Okay, here we go.
That's the part.
Short summary. 815 signatures collected to date. 1,685 needed by October the 29th. For turn of 1,250 new valid signatures as of the November 2, 1,028 signatures required new valid signatures plus 222 extra as a margin of safety. I'm just reading it as it is.
I cannot keep up with the math. Wow.
Volunteers needed. There is an immediate need for volunteers to help with validation of new signatures. This is the most critical now, and I am way behind. Also, a review of rejected signatures is needed to salvage those that were mistakenly, and God, this man cannot spell, rejected. Based on the review of about 200 signatures so far, it's possible we can salvage about 100 or more. If I have better
so over half of what was rejected, he thinks are going to be fine. Oh, that makes
previously
a lot of sense.
Collected but not submitted signatures. Also, this seems to be for the cure period addendum. We can use the signatures previously collected and not turned in. So if you have any that were not turned in, please contact me. About 200 signatures were previously collected but not turned in.
Rick just said that we should volunteer to help validate the signatures.
No, actually, we should go out and try to collect.
Yeah.
We should go out and go, hey, do you understand what you're signing?
I do that. That would
I got hired.
The Ghost Civil Liberties Union thing.
Yeah, really.
Now,
yes.
I do have a question about this, and the Nator might be able to answer this. Yeah. Okay. They are personally validating the signatures.
It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way,
Jeff claims, and I have this in print, that he has the database of registered voters in the city of Denver.
He could.
How?
But he wouldn't have got it from the... Well, you know, at one point the city sold, or was starting to sell, the database of driver's license.
That's true.
So he could, and it doesn't necessarily have to have come from the city. Your Mac went poop.
No, it didn't. Safari just crashed.
Safari. Now the Mac's still running like a top. It just Safari.
It looked like it went poop.
You need Firefox.
If it went poop, you'd be restarting the whole thing.
That's true.
With this one Mighty Mouse thing?
It's got five buttons on it.
What's wrong with you?
Five buttons, count them, and a scroll wheel.
Uh-huh.
It's not working, the scroll wheel.
Well, it might be disabled at the moment. You could always enable it.
I can't if I don't know how.
You know what
stop complaining about how it don't work. You just don't know how
it
to work it.
It ain't working.
It
was working. It ain't working now.
You don't know how to work it.
Yeah, okay, people. Let's talk some haunted houses so we can get Steve on here.
Yeah, we probably do need to get Steve on here. So should I just call him, or do we have anything more we want to bash before we give him a call?
Oh, I want people to go to Asylum. What was that place? I see. It's gone.
You could always look in your history.
Oh.
Just start typing it.
What did you do that for?
It's gone.
She just quit the application.
Yeah, what did you do that for? Now you're going to blame it on the Mac. You're going to blame it on the Mac because
Mac
you quit the application.
Sucks.
The love of God. All right, maybe I'll just call him.
Call him.
Oh,
AsylumCam.com.
Yes, everybody go to AsylumCam.com when you have some time because it's so exciting. It is so exciting. They put up webcams in haunted houses, and the webcams, they have 24.
Haunted houses, real haunted houses.
They have 24, yeah, real haunted houses.
With quotey fingers.
That's right. And they have 24 of them up, and yes, that is such a good question. Why am I having trouble with the Mac? So...
Yeah, and I think we all heard exactly what the problem was. So.
No, I don't think we did.
Yeah, I think we did.
But there's only 288 frames a day.
Right, because it refreshes every 5 minutes. And I'm just thinking, who would sit there and watch
the Loch Ness Monster cam, the Haunted Library cam, all those? They have people that sit there and watch them
all day long.
Yeah, and according to the site, they get, 10 million hits a day, they said, right?
Well, yeah, it's the number one psychic site.
Yes.
It's number one on the internet.
No, what happens is every time the cam refreshes, it counts as a new hit. So they got like 1,000 people watching.
Oh. Well, I don't think anyone sits there. They don't even sit and watch TV when there's a commercial on. Why would they sit and watch a hallway?
Because they want to be the one to see it. They want to be the one. All right, let's just do this.
Oh, and you forgot to send them to where your ghost video was.
Whatever ghost video that was.
The one with the ghost is by the tree.
Two ringies.
Y'all are
old.
Hello, Steve at Barnett House.
Steve, this is Baxter.
Who?
Oh, who? All right. Yeah, click.
Oh, yeah, right.
You're funny,
Never
Steve.
Never heard of him, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing good. How are you doing?
It's... I'm trying to figure out how the Broncos are doing.
The Broncos are like down by 3 last I knew. It was 7-10.
7-10.
So,
well, we're scaring people down here at the Haunted House. We really are.
Well, good.
It's a great night. We just got you guys came by last night, and we didn't have our facade up, but this morning we have our facade up, so it even looks spookier than when you were guys were here.
I think that's pronounced facade.
Yeah.
But, you're at 25th Hour?
25th Hour, C470 and University.
I got to tell you, so far 25th Hour has by far been our favorite one.
Yep.
Hey, thank you.
That one was great. It really was. Except for the sometimes having to be on your knees a lot. And was that the Haunted House? Or was that
yes,
after?
Yeah, it was that one.
Yeah,
going
yeah we. The one well, the 25th Hour, we've been famous for making people get scared in three dimensions, and so we have to do a little bit of that kind of stuff.
Scared my forehead with a 2x4 at one
Yeah, you scared Brian's head with a 2x4 at one point. That was. That was pretty good.
On the side of his head, or just
on the front? He went right into it. He was going into, I think, when the tunnel of vomit. It was when he was going into that. There, it was a little lower than he expected.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the only crawl through tunnel that we've ever made. I mean, we sell those tunnels. We construct and sell those tunnels commercially.
Steven. You're yep. saying that like it's a breakthrough.
It is a breakthrough.
$6 million
We stole the idea from Universal Studios years ago, and then we ended up selling a whole bunch of them back to them.
Now we're talking about the you built the only crawl through one.
We built the only crawl through one. We actually at the 25th Hour, it's the only crawl through one that we know in existence.
Wow.
So it's the most claustrophobic of all of the spinning 3D tunnels.
And what is with the giant vagina from hell that you have in these?
Cha-cha-ma-ma.
What are you talking about?
You know, the big birthing canal where you got to go through the two big inflatable...
Well, actually, we have a less... a feminine name for it. We call it the sphincter.
That
so
works.
It's not even a vagina. You made a mistake.
Well, the
We're
thing
going
is,
out the other end.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. You guys go out that end. I'm going out this end.
It's just a cool effect. It's just another way to play on people's claustrophobia. You know.
Yes, it does.
It sure does. Yeah.
Yeah. And we've got some curved ones now, and we've got them going down in a couple of the haunted houses, and they work pretty good.
You got an entire colon in there, or what are we doing?
Exactly.
No, you need to have a prostate some stuff up in there.
Hey, I don't want to hear about that. I just went through that.
Oh,
it's
man.
It's a lot scarier as a sphincter than it is as a birthing canal.
Yeah, I am going to look at it totally different next time.
I am going
time.
To have That's to get a t-shirt.
I don't want
to
go through one anymore.
It's not a birthing canal, it's a sphincter.
That's
Believe
right.
it or not, it's a lot scarier as a sphincter. That's a good t-shirt right there.
Now, what was it? Oh, yeah. What was the t-shirt we were talking about last night?
I don't know.
The children and chainsaws?
Yeah, something about that. We had a really great idea for a t-shirt for you, and now we can't remember it. It had something to do with children and chainsaws, though. We'll think of it and let you know. But you could sell sell t-shirts there also. That would go really well. So we went through 4 haunted houses last night. We're going to do more tomorrow night and more on Thursday. So we're going to
awesome.
We're going to try to cover all we can. Oh, one of our people in the chat room had a great idea.
Yeah, but look who it came
he
from.
He says that you should hide a giant gerbil in there.
Okay, that's just going a whole nother way.
That's right, because animal right activists will be,
animal rights, yeah.
Okay. Actually, it'd be a plushies right group.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
They'll have PETA up their sphincter.
Yeah, ugh, ugly. So what's going to go on with Starfest this year?
Starfest? Well,
never heard of it.
It's a little early for me to start, you know, dreaming about that. But
is it too early for us to give suggestions?
No, not at all. Like I'm open for suggestions. Probably around November 1st is when I start, you know, calling up actor agents and start, you know, seeing who's available and
right. Who
doesn't have a brand new TV series and isn't available, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right, right. Well, our thing that we would be really excited about, that I know you don't give a crap about, but we want to throw it at you anyway, is out in Atlanta they have Dragon Con.
Yeah.
And they've started doing a two different tracks. They have a paranormal track and a skeptic track.
And from
what I hear, they've been really successful. And a lot of times they cross over and they'll have panels with like half paranormal researchers and half skeptics. And
sorry, the chainsaw just went by out of my ear.
We could tell, Steve.
I had a nickel every time I heard that.
By next week, that should be a sound clip on the show.
But I like how it came back.
Yeah, it came
just like
back.
It's okay. Don't worry.
So it must have been a break,
just
right?
A chainsaw coming by.
Rick got a soda and then went back.
Now, was he screaming "die, die" as he ran by?
Probably. No. Anybody with a chainsaw should.
I think the girl was saying, "I think I'm going to die."
No, look at it.
There's a girl laying down in the parking lot right now, holding her chest.
Nice.
Oh, I'm not going there.
Very nice. I just went there. all right. Okay.
Come back.
Steve, I just wanted to toss that into your head about how successful it is at Dragon Con and how the skeptical community here is clamoring for it.
And I will say, speaking for Horror Fest, that we have standing room only at the Rocky Mountain Paranormal panels. So,
yeah,
standing, is that a hint?
Standing room only. So, just
Kathy Josie is the person to talk to about the programming for the Horror Fest, and
right,
I give her pretty free rein on that. So, you know, I appreciate, you know, your suggestions in that matter.
Oh, wow.
You got a much closer friend there that can influence things in Kathy.
Well, then why is it she always looks at me, shakes her head, and says, "Steve won't let me"?
This is the passing the buck.
I'm all for skeptical stuff, and you know, like you pointed out, the skeptic only works if there is some paranormal out there to be skeptical about.
Exactly, exactly. And that's why I think it's been so popular, and it's been bringing standing room only panels in Georgia, and people are traveling all over from all over the continent to go there.
There were 35,000.
Yeah, there were 35,000 attendees a session. They were begging for us to come out to be a part of it. Well, maybe begging isn't the right word, but we had a lot of people wishing we were going to go and be a part of it, and we're like, no, we're faithful to Starland. And
they offer you a can of beans or something?
They didn't offer us shit. So
we'd love to entertain any kind of panels that you want to suggest. And
all right,
for years, I mean, since I was a little kid, I've been listening to the Art Bell Show on late night radio when I'm driving across the country in the middle of the night.
Uh huh.
Has the guy ever done a personal appearance that you know of?
He won't.
He won't, yeah. Yeah.
He won't?
No, he's not.
What about the Michael Murray guy that kind of fills in for it?
He won't do it either. But we have lots of people that will. So we know a lot of people across the U.S. that are celebrities in their their own right. So,
okay.
So yeah.
Well, maybe we should put together. Yeah, maybe we should put something together. Somebody that would be known in the genre, and you know, that would be of equal weight to yourselves.
Yeah.
On the paranormal side.
Yeah, yeah. I think that would be a lot of fun. And if you had an ounce of sincerity in your voice, it would be even more exciting. but no, okay, so let's get back to haunted houses. How many of them are you doing this year?
Our company is producing 4 haunted houses this year. We advertise cooperatively with others as well, but we really are vested in the whole haunted house business. We've been doing it about 18 years, and then our good friends, the Reinke brothers at Haunted Mansion down in Littleton, they've been doing it longer than anybody in Colorado, for sure.
Yes, they have.
Yeah. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, I think the greatest thing about doing multiple haunted houses is that we get to experiment with different kinds of themes, different kinds of ways of scaring people, and we have different kinds of haunted houses. I mean, Slaughterhouse Gulch is...
Steve, I got to interrupt you just for a second. We've got people in the chat room clamoring for what the website is. What is the website to so they know where all your haunted houses are?
They can go to scared.com, and at scared.com they list all the haunted houses in Colorado. We have featured haunted houses there, but then you can also look up all the other haunted houses. There's another website that I can endorse that's hauntedratings.com.
Yeah.
And they also list all the haunted houses.
Now, is that scared.com or scared.com?
Yeah. Scared.
Scared.
S-C-A-R-E-D.
Okay, for clarification. And who the snot's calling me right now? It's probably Reap or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
What I was trying to say was, Curse of Slaughterhouse Gulch is a special haunted house in that it has, like, your traditional... I would say 70 kind of monsters.
Now, wait, when you say special, are you referring to the kind of people you hire?
No, I'm talking about the kinds of themes. So we have things like Freddy and Chainsaw Guy, and we've got Leatherface and you know, Hannibal Lecter and the clown from It.
The guy playing Hannibal Lecter was great.
He is awesome.
He was
great. You know, he's part of his son is actually one of our actors at the haunted house, and the two of them have been coming back year after year, and I gotta tell you, the guy is just creepy just looking at him, but then when he gets into character, he just scares you.
Very cool.
He's just so good at it, and it's really nice to be able to have a variety of actors at the different haunted houses, and just some of these kids we've seen that they'll start at the haunted house and then they'll go off to like Los Angeles and get acting careers going, and
become serial killers.
It's kind of neat to be part of that.
Well, you know, I got to tell you that the 25th hour, which like I said was our favorite. The two things that really stood out to us was the entrance on 25th hour is fantastic. You know, when you go in,
the Scooby-Doo room.
Yeah, and I don't want to give out, you know, too much information for those who haven't been there, but the entrance is great, and the room with the big mirror is fantastic.
Yeah,
that is a great illusion.
Yeah, the mirror is a new effect for us this year. I mean, we've done similar effects in the past, but this we've never had one where the people at the haunted house actually got quite as involved in the effect as they do in that one.
Right. Now, just so our listeners know, you are actually standing outside of the haunted house. Right.
That's correct.
Now. So we've got lots of kids screaming. We've got people chasing them with chainsaws. So if you listeners are hearing a lot of noise, it's because that's what it's like to stand outside of a haunted house. So what the hell did you just type in there?
I didn't
type
it. It
was supposed to be greetings.
Oh, greetings. It says three tongs. Three tongs, my priestess. Okay. Anyway, Mark's having trouble typing here. But we really did enjoy that one, I think, the best. It seemed like you guys really went overboard on it. It was great. So,
thank you.
Enjoyed it a lot.
It, you know, it's like a. This one has been kind of a pet project of mine this year, just because it's brand new and I was able to do things a little differently than some of my other partners wanted to do it. And the reports I'm getting are similar to yours, but you know that we've got a really scary on it out. And I'm glad.
Yeah,
it's for me, you know, if I go on, you know, I've been building these things for 18 years, so it's hard to scare me. But if I'm going on an out, I want to be surprised. I want to be scared if I can be scared.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Well, it was kind of interesting. When we were standing there last night talking to you briefly, we noticed that you had, looks like, splatterings of blood all over you.
On me?
Yeah. It was just like you had been standing too near when somebody killed somebody else.
Are you ever really too near?
Well, I must have been a very dispassionate observer because I didn't even notice the blood.
Yeah. Well, we did.
Okay.
We noticed it. Well, you know, we really appreciate you coming on again, and we had a great time. We so appreciate you letting us be involved in, you know, raiding a lot of the haunted houses and giving our opinions. It's been great for us. We've been doing it several years now, and it's been a lot of fun, and it's been great having the connection with you and getting to talk to you a bit, too. So we really appreciate it, and we're looking forward to talking to you when it gets close to Starfest time again.
Yeah, I guarantee you it's going to be at the biggest Starfest ever coming up in April.
Can't wait. Great. Well, all right. You get back to work, and we'll talk with you soon.
All right. Thank you very much, and have a good evening.
You too.
I must say that entrance to 25th Hour is awesome.
Beautiful. You didn't get to see the mirror. You missed that whole thing.
Yeah, I missed the whole thing. I heard the comment by Baxter afterwards.
Oh, God, it was wonderful.
It was great. It was great. Yeah, I mean, like, that whole wall was so perfectly
together. Well, that's the problem with a lot of these is you've got to go through with the right timing, and if you go too fast or too slow, you might miss something.
Yeah. Yeah, it is all a game of timing. So, and I know on the first one, you know, you were like, slow down.
Yeah, like, slow down, man. I want to see something here. I think somebody jumped at me. I don't know. I ran
just
too
like,
fast.
Come on, we got 12 more of these to get through. Let's go.
Well, yeah, and we were catching up to people in the front, too.
17-10. The Broncos have taken the lead.
And we care why? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I feel very hot.
Now, I have a question.
Yes.
He has such skills. Can't he get us back into the chat room?
I don't think so.
Oh,
darn. Yeah. Reap, have you actually been over to the Taps Family chat room? Can you get back into that?
Yeah, I went in earlier. They lied. They said that I was
banned for 6 hours.
Banned for 6 hours, and I am out.
Out for life. Well, that sucks. So
all because I said, what did I say?
It was something about, don't we talk about ghosts in here or something?
Yeah.
Or it was something really benign, I thought.
Well, before that, I got kicked out for saying, hey, where's Stu?
I just got kicked out for being near you guys.
Yeah, well, yeah, they saw you come in, and they were like, hey, I think she's with them.
But I like that they kicked out some people who were not with us.
Reap got kicked out because he said, suck it.
Oh.
Well, yeah, but he said it with...
And I said that on Larry King, and I didn't get kicked out.
Yeah, but remember, he said it with the bull.
Yeah, that's true. You did say it with the bull.
Rick says he got on there, too.
Saw Bri there.
He can't type either.
He's doing okay.
Oh, hey, yeah.
In my defense, I am trying to type from the side. The keyboard is sitting in front of Nitor, and I'm reaching over to type.
And he's trying to be respectful while doing it.
I know, but I take up a lot of room.
Hey, Reap, you need to recreate what you did to them here.
I am saying it.
Yeah, show everybody what you did with
Reap. I was trying to be kind.
We
have to call Reap. But Reap's been drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't know if we should call him. I don't know. Should we get a consensus from the chat room? Should we call Reap?
Give him 2 minutes.
All right.
And throw on the 7-second delay.
Yeah, because he can cuss again, can't he?
Yeah. Well, they didn't say anything about this show. So he may just cut loose.
Oh, Lisa says call him.
All right, Colin.
If Lisa says Colin,
I have to listen to my priest.
Okay, watch the hippo.
Oh, here comes the hippo.
No,
the hippo's
he's
beautiful.
This is that's what
oh,
got
that's
him
what he
out
did.
Of the chat.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
When you got a hippo with diarrhea,
projectile well, actually,
diarrhea.
No, that's not diarrhea. That's how they mark territory and say I'm in the mood.
Oh, wow, so, we're getting them. Well, he is being suggestive with suck it.
Yeah, so. Yeah. That's love talk for hippo right there.
I guess so.
Simply because you. Wait a minute.
Oh, great. With the theme song.
I thought when he did that second. In the Taps chat room, I was going to die.
That was hysterical.
Wow.
That was hysterical.
It was beautiful.
Thank you for watching the Broncos, Rick. I appreciate it.
Rick's multitasking.
He is doing a lot.
I know. We're going to have to let him do more things.
So I'm trying to call
like,
Reed.
Figure out how to get us in the chat.
This is Danny. Just can't get the phone.
That son of a bitch.
He stole yours, huh?
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording,
put a change
you may hang
on
up or press
on
1
it,
for more options.
Sorry.
Yes, this is the Bedwetting Institute. We have the results of... I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, you don't want to give away too much.
Sounded good there for about 10 seconds.
Well,
yeah.
Hey, Steven,
yeah.
Steve yeah. last night actually was talking about... they have a bounty.
Oh, yeah, the bounty.
For anybody who,
the haunted houses.
Any of the chainsaw wielders who actually make someone pee their pants.
They get a pizza.
Yeah.
They get a pizza.
I couldn't remember if it was a pizza.
Of course, they're right across the street from the $5
the Little
ones,
Caesars, yeah. But yeah, the $5 ones.
I don't even know who that is.
Steve Spangler? Yes, you do. He's the guy who got us our lab coats.
Okay.
That one?
Watch. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Steve Spangler.
Oh, I don't know him.
There you go.
We love. LOL, you're being spammed. Why are we
Ooh,
not kicking this person
us?
Out? Somebody get on that.
I don't know how to do that stuff. I can barely manage this
okay.
funky
We'll just
house.
have to do this. If
Oh, okay. I could make a phone call.
You got him banned already?
For 1 hour? I banned him for 3,000 hours.
Who's lots of love? You are spammed. Who is that, though?
Well, it was just a spamming bot.
We're back, please.
I wouldn't even worry about it.
Are we sure?
Yeah.
It wasn't one of our people?
Yeah, it wasn't one of our people.
Oh.
If it was, they're gone.
Yeah, they're
gone. I know for life, though.
Well, that's just too bad. Too bad. You spam us. You
well, and
for
life, it's kind of a strange thing, because every time I rebuild the chat room, that's...
Yeah, that's true.
Guy Incognito's in the Taps chat room. How you doing there, man?
Oh, Reap is calling us. All right, I'm ready. I'm ready for the phone call. Here we go.
All right, the phone.
Yeah, I know
he's activated.
Drinking,
waiting for the phone to
Say
ring.
Say goodnight.
Okay.
Yeah, and we gotta go. And good night.
No.
Well, no, it's not time. Oh
no,
my
gosh. No, I said
good night
to Lisa.
Oh, good night, Lisa.
Are you suggestible or what?
Well, no, I was thinking that was a good way to deal with Reap. Oh, here he is. Here he is. Reap,
okay.
Reap's calling. Okay.
Yeah, I can't get in the Taps chat room. I mean, I can see.
Hello.
Hello, hot stuff. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Reap?
I'm just ringing about your lips tonight. Yeah.
Yep, he's
Damn,
been
you're hot.
Again.
Damn! I'm drinking beer, dreaming about you.
Well, this is what's going to happen every time you drink, though.
Am I on the radio? Wait a minute. Is this on the radio right now?
Yes. Yes, you are on
oh,
the radio.
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed now, but your lips are hot, so it's all good. Like,
yeah, because nobody knows anything about us.
About what? Your lips?
Yeah. No one knows.
You know what? You need to share it, Baxter, because those are hot lips.
You're not sharing with
uh-oh,
me.
Uh-oh.
First of all, I know it's your show, but I want to say hi to Nice Work because we love her.
Guys, oh, thank you, guys.
Oh, that's so
Tell
cute.
Them thank you. That is so
Brian,
nice. You are so sweet.
Yeah, we want to thank you and Brian for marrying us because I'm looking at my lovely bride right now, my bride-to-be, and she's gorgeous, and we cannot tell you how strongly we feel about having you guys marry us. We are, I'm going to get something tonight now. Thank you, Patrick. My testicles have got touched. Holy crap!
All right. Well, happy testicles.
We can't tell you how happy we are for you guys, for one, and to have the honor of getting to hit you is fantastic. So
it will be awesome. And I was naked. No, for the note, I was naked in the bathtub when I asked you to do that. Right?
Yes, you were. Yes, you were.
Yes, I was.
Does
that's
that
the
matter?
Line, so.
Yeah, didn't you
that's
know that?
Love. That's love.
No.
Yeah, anytime you find a minister to marry you, you have to be naked in a bathtub. That is common knowledge.
Exactly right. You know, the warm water helps you think. If anybody doubts that, look it up on the internet. The warm water will help you think and have. That's why we shake hands. When we shake hands, we have a warmth of another person on our body and helps us to think. That's why we keep our hands warm.
Oh, huh? I gotta ask Ginger about that.
I'm not kidding. I'm kidding, but I'm not.
She was in a bath.
Where's my beer at?
I actually drifted off when you were saying whatever you were saying, so I'm just going to go ahead and agree with you.
I figured you would. That's why I said it twice.
Reap is absolutely right. Whatever the fuck he just said was correct. So.
Thank you. And your co-host, maybe they can find you. Yeah. Okay, Baxter. They got your back, I hope.
So how are we going to do this? I mean, where do you guys want to get married? And you know, what's the big plan here?
Well, we're going to, at Saint Cyr Radio, we're going to take a tour this spring. We're hoping you guys will meet up with us. I know, Baxter, you got to fly out before, right?
Yeah,
so we're going to meet in San Fran. You're going to meet some friends you know here.
Yeah.
We're gonna take you around, meet the people I know, take you to my work, do all that good crap, and we're going to hit the road.
Perfect.
We're going from coast to coast.
Did you invite Chris Moon?
Maybe we'd stop by his house and throw eggs at it, just for fun. maybe as our honeymoon, we would throw eggs at Chris Moon's house. I think my bride-to-be would, she's okay with that, I think.
That works.
Totally.
Good.
In light of having sex with some eggs at his house, he should be flattered and be thanking us.
Exactly.
Unless he's busy masturbating in his house, then it's all good. Let him finish.
That's true.
They're going to scare him.
Yeah.
He'll be scarred for life.
They're
going
to scare
nice.
Chris. Chris is used to orbs flying at his house.
I saw that video. Thank you. And a big kudos to Stu for sending me that video. We got to paste it on Facebook all over the place. He looks like more of an idiot than he ever did before. Thank you, Chris Moon, or the Mooniac, as I call him.
You're right.
For making yourself look like a fucking idiot in front of the whole goddamn world and TV. Thank you, Chris Moon. I want to thank him for that. Because you know what? What else could you do besides make yourself look like a fucking moron on TV?
Uh-oh.
To make your
Jesus
point.
Christ, he acts like it's his radio show.
Guy Incognito just got kicked out of the tap room.
Oh,
Reef, I
gotta
tell you.
I gotta tell you,
I don't know if you saw, because, you know, Brian and I, we saw that report, and we were freaking out.
Was that just the Colorado TV station?
Yes. We were freaking out.
Oh, too bad. I wish it was worldwide, because his ignorance needs to be spread so people go, oh, holy shit, I'm glad I'm not that fucking dumb.
Well, hold on and shut the fuck up for a second.
Sorry, I just get enthusiastic about my belief.
You are. We saw this report, and we were freaking out about it. We're like, how are we going to counteract this? How are we going to, you know, make this happen? Well, the thing is, we're freaking out, and we get this phone call from Paramount. They want us to go down to Fox 31 and do a little promo thing for Paranormal Activity.
Yes.
So we end up the next morning on Fox 31 talking about how screwed up that video was.
Where's that link at? God damn it!
It's I'll send you the YouTube.
Yes, do please do, because I'll share it. We have a lot of people who listen to us, so I need to share it. We need to share that shit because that's a bro.
Yeah, so we talked about that. So that was pretty funny that we were able to get on the news the very next day in the studio.
Freaking hilarious. Excellent job, actually. We always challenge you to do that shit, man. Because you know what? Denver's full of lunatics. Not everyone, but there's a lot there, you know? And I'm drunk, and I know he's full of shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Absolutely.
What'd that tell you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we're just about getting ready to wrap things up because at 8 o'clock here, 8 o'clock our time.
Yeah, I forgot.
We've got a TV show, and it should be coming on for you guys too. On was it A&E? Is that?
Oh, really?
On A&E, there's a new paranormal program. What the?
Oh, with Jason Gowen.
Extreme paranormal.
I know, with Jason Gowen, the other dude thinks he's hot with the tattoos, but I'll show his shit up. He can suck it.
Yep. So we're gonna put that on and throw. Tomatoes at the wall and stuff. So,
yeah, he can suck it. Once he sees me in a dress, his shit will be shut down.
That's for sure. So that's what we're going to get ready to do right now, and we're going to let you go. And congratulations,
totally.
Big time. We love you guys, and
thank you. We love you.
Yay!
That. Yeah.
Congratulations.
And we'll talk to you guys.
Love you back, guys.
Love you. We'll talk to you guys very soon.
Yeah. It's okay. Peace, bros.
Good night.
Okay. Good night.
God damn, I'm glad we got rid of him.
Well, I like him.
Reap is awesome.
Yeah, Reap's fun.
They are cool.
Okay, let's see. Next week we have... I don't know.
Next week we might have Steve Spangler. which would be totally awesome if we got him before Halloween. But we all might also have Brian Brushwood.
It's easy for you to say.
Yeah, apparently.
We might have JT.
We might have JT. Yeah, we might have had JT tonight.
Well, it said that in the chat room.
Oh, okay.
Because if you scroll down a little bit underneath Steve there, and it says, and maybe.
And maybe at some point. We'll have, maybe JT. Jonathan Tiersten, someday, star of Sleepaway Camp, and Sleepaway Camp 10 years later, or whatever it was called.
Sleepaway Camp, the quest for more money.
Right, exactly.
I don't remember exactly what the title is.
Anyway, let's get the hell out of here so we can go pay attention to this show.
So we can look
show.
Up afoot.
Yeah, you know, I kind of want you to follow up on that brick story.
Yeah, me too.
For next week, because that was an amazing story, I thought.
Oh, the killer brick.
We need to follow up
it's
with
amazing
the
that
science
you don't have
museum.
To be hit with the brick
right,
in
right.
order for it to have an effect.
Exactly.
You just have to have touched
you
it.
You touch it, and like sometime in your future,
something bad will happen
to you. It's amazing.
I know.
Wow.
I wonder what I've been
Vegas
touching for the stuff that's happened to me.
No, yeah. It just happens to you now.
I have massaged the fuck out of that brick, if this is any indication. I can tell you that.
That wasn't a brick.
That explains it.
Well, it was hard as the brick. Yeah. I don't know what it could have been.
Outro, man. Outro.
Well, first of all, I want to say thanks to Mark for coming down, too. And,
hey,
and
no problem.
Putting up with our crap. We really appreciate it. And we will talk with all of you people later.
Probably.
Somebody told me that you were so stupid, but I didn't believe them, but now I believe them. Somebody told me that you were so stupid, but I didn't believe them, but now I believe them. Everybody's stupid, everybody's stupid, everybody's stupid about me. Oh, somebody told me that you were so stupid. Cool.